Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
And thanks to the advice, the information we get from Nick Stoffel, ASE Certified Technician at Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. We'll keep it running. Nick, good morning to you. Welcome back.
Thank you, and good morning to you also.
You see, you probably heard what happens. You leave for one Saturday, and things just fall apart. We had so many audio problems last week, we really didn't get the show in. As much as we wanted to, and our buddy Dan Burns was trying his best, but to no avail. It was not Dan's fault, wasn't yours, it was on our end. So things seem to be working this morning, so we're pretty good to go. If you have any kind of a car care question, by all means, let's hear from you sooner rather than later. Nick will be with us till just about 7:45 this morning when Ted Farrell steps in. So any kind of a car care question you may have, maybe you got some problems, you're hearing funny noises, and which happens a lot, and sometimes it's hard to determine what that is. But we'd love to hear from you. Nick will give you a little analysis over the phone, over the radio, before you bring that in for service at your favorite dealer or your favorite shop. So what number do you call for a phone call or for a text? Either way, 651-461-9226. You can call in your question, or you can just send a text like some folks like to do, 651-461-9226. We got a couple of, I guess it's timely, about snow tires, and I'll just kind of combine these two texts. When is the right time to put those things on? Now, here we've got highs of near 55 today, 51 tomorrow, and then it looks like we're getting a lot of moisture, probably in the form of rain this coming week. But is there a rule of thumb about what time of year, temperature-wise, Nick, with the snow tires?
You know, historically, I would say mid-late November. You just don't want to get caught with that first snowfall because, you know, as we get more snowfalls through the season, our driving adapts to it. So to have those good traction tires for the first snowfall would be nice. Can't predict that. None of us can. The temperatures have been a bit warmer, but I still don't think that they're warm enough that it makes that much of a difference to that compound of those tires. If it's July and it's in the 80s, yes, that might cause them to wear a little bit quicker because they're not really designed for that type of driving. But when you get into the 40s and 50s, and as it cools down, which it will, you should be fine. So if you're thinking about it, you know we have had the threat of a little snow. That's kind of your warning sign to get that on the schedule and get those put on. So I would say within the next week or two would probably be more than reasonable.
Yeah, that makes sense. And looking at the forecast, it looks like lows anywhere from, I think the coldest overnight temp by the end of the week is going to be about 29. So I think we're pretty safe, like you suggested, about this time of year. Again, here's our number, 651-461-9226. Texter says this, 2003 Chevy S10, when the vehicle is running and you turn on the fan and the heat, the engine dies. It'll start back up, but will do the same thing again when you attempt to turn on the heat. What could be going on there? Wow.
That's strange. What I think possibly, and I don't know because I haven't seen the vehicle. I think maybe we're turning the heat on. Maybe it's the defrost, which will cycle the air compressor. And there has been situations, you know, I'm not saying this particular vehicle, where if the air compressor is locked up, may not able to rotate, when you engage that, the drive belt tries to spin it, it cannot, which can cause the vehicle to stall. So I would maybe open the hood, turn the vehicle on, have another person there with you, kind of, you know, get a visualization of what's going on there, have somebody cycle the heat on or the air on, watch that compressor, which is typically on the, I guess not always on the top, but you'll see it not engage. You might hear a click where that coil engages to engage the compressor. And when that happens, if you see it, everything kind of seize up and stop, well, we know we have a problem there. You should be able to run the heat without the compressor. However, the compressor does serve a purpose in the winter months. It helps pull the moisture out of the air. So when our windows are all fogged up, that compressor is drying the air. Even though it's warm, it's drying the air. So when we're blowing dry air out of the windshield, it clears it up quicker.
Yeah, that makes a big difference. Let's grab a phone call this morning. Virginia checking in from Edina, I believe, this morning. Virginia, good morning. Thank you. What is your question for Nick?
Hi. I have a question. I have a 2009 Buick Across. And I don't know what makes it, as I'm driving, stall, and then I get it to restart. It's happened when I've taken my foot off the brake to make a turn, and it'll stall. I just don't know what happens at that point. And then it goes again. I've had people take it out on the road, mechanics, and it never happens to them. So what could the problem be?
Well, that's an example of like the most frustrating problems that we see also. You know, you have a person's having clearly a problem. You don't want your vehicle stalling, and we can take it and drive it for a day or two and have nothing happen. And that does happen. So I guess the challenge is try if, you know, if the owner of the vehicle can do their best to get a little journal going and just try to make a note of exactly what was happening at that moment, you know, whether you were running the air conditioning, the heat, if it was wet out, if it was hot, cold, you just started the vehicle, getting off the highway. All those little details can help us try to duplicate that drive cycle to give us the most best odds, I guess, to see if it haven't happened for us. So what we would do is we would take that note or that journal, try to duplicate that. We would have our scan tool with us connected to the vehicle so we can watch that data. So when the car does stall, there's some sort of sensor we're thinking maybe giving out on us. We can watch all those sensors and see which one's, you know, is giving out or losing a signal, and that kind of sends us down the path to hopefully figure out what's going on.
If you're just joining us, Nick Stauffel from Lloyd's Automotive, answering those car care questions. If you have the opportunity, you want some free advice, some free information from an ASC-certified technician, a mechanic. Yeah, I guess we still call you mechanics, don't we? And why not?
That's what we do. We mechanic things.
Yes, you do. All right, Nick, hang on. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll have a look at that forecast down the road, so stay with us. But don't wait. Any car care question, sooner rather than later, as we always like to say. 651-461-9226. From News Talk 830, this is WCCO. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here, along with ASC Certified Technician Nick Stauffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul. Nick, tell folks who maybe need some help from you and your great crew there, where are you located? How do we find you?
Yes, sir. So if you do need some advice for you to take your car in, don't hesitate to call. You can reach us at 651-228-1316. And if you're in St. Paul on Grand Avenue, we're at 982 Grand Avenue. We're down the corner of Grand and Chatsworth. And then always do check out the website at lloydsautomotive.net.
I'd like to do that for sure. Yeah, we'll get you that information before Nick leaves us, which is close to 7:45 this morning. So call your car care question in or text it. Either way, 651-461-9226. Speaking of phone calls, Chad's calling in from Lionel Lakes, I believe, this morning. Thanks for hanging on, Chad. What is your question for Nick?
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on. Very quickly, I work at a local dealership as a business manager, and we sell a VSC, a vehicle service contract. So my opinion, what I want to know is, in your opinion, is a 15-year unlimited mile warranty for $3,500 a good exchange of dollars for protection?
Yeah, we get that question a lot, don't we, Nick, as far as warranties?
We absolutely do. And I think for the right person, yes, you know, it depends on the make of the vehicle and the condition of the vehicle. And as always, the fine print. There's been a lot of those extended warranties that have been out on the market, and some of them are great. You know, they take care of the customers really well. They keep the vehicles working as they should. And then there's others that sometimes there's a lot of exceptions, which sometimes can be frustrating. So I think if you're the type of person you like that reassurance, by all means, read the fine print. Make sure you're getting, you know, make sure you're doing all your diligence to make sure you're getting what you're paying for. But if you have a good contract and it's got a good coverage, I think they can be pretty valuable.
And in some cases, it makes you sleep better at night, too. You know.
Yeah, it's, you know, a big car repair, big engine repair can cost thousands of dollars, and we all don't just have that sitting around. So to have that little reassurance isn't the worst thing. But once again, make sure you read that fine print, because sometimes, and we see it often, unfortunately, where you get into a certain type of repair and you would assume it's something that's covered, and then there's the way it's written or worded that sometimes there's a loophole there. So just be very careful.
Never assume anything. All right. I think we got this text earlier a week or two ago. I'm not sure, Nick, and I'm not sure if we ever answered it. But it's a 2008 Ford Taurus, 111,000 miles on it. They drove approximately 300 miles on a weekend trip. All sounded fine until the last 50 miles when a loud sound started. It sounded like a propeller at the rear end of the car. The sound wound down, stopped as they stopped for a traffic light. When they continued to drive, the noise started up again. No other issues, no check engine light. Took the wheels off, inspected the brakes. Calipers looked fine. Pads were good. Rotors were fine. No grooves. Spun the tires. They moved easily. Could this be rear wheel bearings gone bad or something else? If it's wheel bearings, are there any pitfalls to be aware of it changing the wheel bearings on both sides? Thank you for any thought.
So I think you're on the right path with the rotating noise. It slows down as you slow down, speeds up as you speed up. So you've ruled out the brakes for the most part here. The wheel bearings and or the tires. If the tires have a little abnormal cupping wear to them, they can make a similar type noise. So with the tires, I would tell you to rotate them or move them side to side, because as you move the tire from the passenger side to the driver's side, you flip it. So now the tire is traveling down the road in the other direction. So if it was a tire, it would resolve that problem. With the wheel bearings now, that could also be a potential issue there. I'd be careful. Make sure you have the proper tooling. The car's got a few years on it. It's on the back of the vehicle. It's just a potential that rust and seized bolts can be a problem. So make sure you have the ability, if needed, to heat things up, because the last thing you want to do is break one of those bolts and now you're drilling things out. So, you know, this is what we do every day. We have the tooling, the equipment, the resources to get through those types of situations. So if you're do-it-yourselfer and you have the right tooling, you have a way to support the vehicle safely, by all means, you know, I don't have a problem with somebody trying to do that. But keep in mind that once you have that wheel off and the brakes apart and maybe even the wheel bearing halfway apart, you're not going to be able to move that vehicle if you run into trouble. So just make sure you've done your research and you have a plan intact and try to, you know, work your way through it nice and easy.
Have a plan B for sure. Question is about tires. You're going to have to help me with this one. They want to know, the texter does, have customers had good performance from directional all-season tires, for example, a Michelin Cross Climate? What are directional? I mean, I have all-season tires in my car. What are directional all-season tires?
So they, when you buy tires, there's, you know, an all-season tire that can be rotated any which way. But there are some that are more directional or inside out, I would say, is that the way the tire's designed, the way the tread pattern is cut into the tire there, they want it going a certain way down the road. So as before, when I referenced the person having the noise and possibly the tire that's abnormal wear, you switch it from the driver to the passenger side. When you do that, you flip the tire, so the way it's spinning down the road is the opposite. With a directional tire, they can only go one way. You can't flip them backwards. They'll still work and go down the road, but you're not going to have the benefits of the design of the tire with the traction. So in those situations, we just do front to rear. So if you're getting new tires, and do your research. You know, he referenced that Michelin tire, and I think it's a fine tire. It's been out for a few years. We do sell them. People seem to love them. It's kind of an orthodox-looking tire, but if it gives you the mileage and the traction, a good quiet ride, maybe it's the right fit for you. So do your research, but directional tires have been around for a long time. I think they work fine. You know, I think, you know, as long as you make sure as they're rotated, they don't get flipped around and put in the wrong spot, you should be fine.
Speaking of tires, Tester wants to know, is it okay to inflate or overinflate my tires since it sits out during the winter and seems to lose air all the time? What poundage, what's the pressure you think I could overinflate it above the cold temperature that's recommended?
I believe a few pounds is just fine, maybe up to 5 pounds depending on the tire and the vehicle. You don't want to damage the tire, the integrity of the tire, so you don't want to go 20, 30 pounds more than what it says. Tires do change as temperature changes, the way the air works. As it cools down, the molecules move slower, so the tires deflate a little bit. But you'll notice if your vehicle is equipped with sensors that give you the pressure, you start out, I might say 30 or 35 or whatever it does. As you start driving, you'll notice that they increase. That's because as the tire meets the road, it creates some heat, and that heat warms up the air, so the tires inflate a little bit. So if there's not a leak in the tire, I would think, you know, 3, 4, 5 pounds would be enough to keep them full to adjust with the temperature swings, but I definitely wouldn't do more than that.
But some cases, tires do leak. It seemed to me I had a vehicle in the depth of winter, and I think it was because the wheel itself, the rim, was kind of corroded. That happens, doesn't it?
That absolutely does happen in kind of the same sense. So if you're adding air and it keeps losing air, that's not the temperature. There is a leak, and whether it's a puncture in the tire itself or the bead, as you're referencing, has some corrosion. So where that alloyed wheel and the rubber come together becomes a bit porous because there's corrosion. The air can kind of seep through there. Not a very fast leak, but you might say every week, every other week, every third week, I need to add a few pounds. Well, if you forget about that and you go a couple months, you're going to have problems with a flat tire, and or if you drive a tire too long when it's low on pressure, you can damage that sidewall where the rubber starts to flake off. Now the tire cannot be used and repaired, so you end up replacing the tire. So If you're constantly adding air, that's not the fix. That's just, hey, I need to get in. Have that looked at before you ruin the tire.
It's a telltale sign. All right, Nick, hang on. We're going to have a break for that forecast, see what this week's weather is going to be. And we still have time. Nick will take his leave about 7:45, just ahead of that. So any kind of a car care question, we welcome yours by phone or by text, 651-461-9226 from Newstalk 830 WCCO. And welcome back to this portion of our car care show. Denny Long here, along with ASC certified technician Nick Stauffel from Lloyd's Automotive, answering those questions. Tell you what, we have... Let me see if I can get my bearings here. We have Julie on the phone calling in from St. Louis Park. Julie, what is your question?
Yes, I have a Jeep Patriot 2014, and it's been wonderful. I've had it for 8 years. But when I'm driving around 40 miles an hour, it jerks. I'm just driving, and like it's shifting or having difficult shifting. But then after I go up to 50, I'm okay. But I'm scared, like, what's wrong with this?
Well, I think what you're feeling there might be a little bit of like a misfire or something. So as you're accelerating from a stop, as you start to gain some speed, as the transmission is shifting through the gears, as you increase speed, there's different loads on the engine. And it might be what's happening is that a certain load or certain RPM of the engine, as it's increasing speed, it might have too much stress on a spark plug or a coil or something that causes it to kind of buck or jerk or have a bump, like a little of a hesitation to it, which is a misfire. One cylinder isn't firing like it should. Then as you increase the speed, the load is less on the engine because now you're kind of coasting, so it's just kind of maintaining, and it's okay. So that might be the early signs of something with a spark plug or a coil, like I mentioned. I think that it's still decent weather out, but I think you should have somebody take a closer look at that before it does get much colder and we get the white stuff, and then all of a sudden you're out on the road and the misfire becomes a bigger problem where you're stranded somewhere. So I think it's fair to say make an appointment with your regular mechanic, have them take it for a test drive, try to experience what you're dealing with there and see if they can pinpoint what's going on.
All right, very good. Thanks for the call. We still have time for yours, and we have a bunch of text messages. Let's see how many folks we can help out here. Here's one, a 2011 RX 350. It's a Lexus. And when you turn the steering wheel, Texter says, it sounds like there's a rubber band in there squeaking, wondering if this is the steering wheel or maybe a strut bushing or what this could be.
I don't think it's a steering wheel, but a strut mount or a bushing is very plausible there. So, you know, what we would do is get two guys or two people working on the vehicle, one inside the vehicle rotating the wheel back and forth, and the other person kind of walking around trying to find the source. It might not be uncommon. You get the hood open. You look at the strut towers, which are kind of back where the wheels come up off the vehicle there is where the suspension is. And if you try to figure out if it's the driver or passenger side, you know, and kind of keep picking it apart that way, get it in the air and try to get closer and closer and try to determine if it just needs a little bit of lubricating because things are dry or if something's become worn, stretched, or even torn that causes that movement to allow for that noise to happen. So once again, I'd probably, you know, at your next service, hopefully before winter here, get that in, mention that to them. They can lift it in the air and take a look at all those components and make sure nothing's out of sort.
Pretty good. We mentioned wheel bearings a bit ago, and a texter says, speaking of wheel bearings, does hitting a significant pothole affect wheel bearings?
You know, that's typically a conversation we have in March and April.
Yeah.
But yes, wheels, tires, wheel bearings. When you are going down the road and you have that pothole, it's the edge of the pothole as you're getting through it that hits the wheel, and the rubber kind of collapses as the air collapses. It can damage the wheel. If it's jarring enough, it can actually put enough force and damage the wheel bearing. So if you start to notice that humming type noise or a wobbly feel or a pull or a drift that's different after you go through a pothole, that's significant. You should have that looked at, you know, just to make sure things are square. You know, the tire's not damaged, the wheel's not damaged, and also the wheel bearing's not damaged because you don't want to run the risk of having a problem there.
Another tire question. This really isn't a question. It's a comment. The texter says nitrogen in place of regular air in tires reduces the fluctuation in tires. I have not heard that before. Do you think that's true or is it true?
That is true. You know, there was a time here a few years ago it was very popular and a lot of shops were doing that, you know, and I think there's probably some benefit to it. I'm not sure it's worth the cost. Obviously, the air is mostly nitrogen also, so, but I guess it can help with the fluctuation of pressures. I'm not sure if it's worth the trade-off, though.
Okay. Another question we get from time to time, Nick, is undercoating your truck worth it? I have a 2024 F-150, texter says.
Well, we get this
yeah.
question often. You know my answer. I think if you run it through the wash on a regular basis with the under spray, I think that does a sufficient job. The undercoatings do hit the easy spots, but it's those nooks and crannies where the salt can make its way to that you can't get with that. So I think a good car wash throughout the year does a good job.
We were talking earlier about these Michelin Cross Climate two tires rotation. Question is from the listener, should a qualified dealership technician know how to do this?
Yes, but in life, we are humans, and sometimes people may make mistakes. So, you know, it's good for the consumer, the driver of the vehicle, to ask questions. Be someone informed. You don't have to be the expert, but just to ask a couple questions, have a little research on your side goes a long ways.
Here's another question we get from time to time, I guess a year-round, and that's about windshield wipers. How often should they be changed, and do you always have to change both sides?
If you're asking, they're due. I used to tease and joke a little bit about it. I'd tell people that I would give them the passenger side one, have them try it, then charge them double for the driver's side one. It's one of those things that slowly deteriorates, and then all of a sudden you put new wipers on, and you ask yourself, why didn't I do that? Now, in fairness, we have salt that sprays on the windshields throughout the winter months. We have the heat of the summer where the rubber's just baking with the reflection off the glass. So to replace them every year, I don't think it's unreasonable. They have gotten costly, or more costly, I should say, like everything. Maybe you can get a little bit longer out of them. But if you are like, I can't see like I used to, put some wiper blades on. I think you'll be very surprised.
Okay, maybe we have time for one more. Just popped in, 2020 CX-5. When I switch the heat to the vents, the windows fog up. Why is that?
there's moisture. So I would suspect you make sure the compressor is cycling on, drying that air. Also the temperature. We're at that funny time of the year where the dew point and the temperature kind of flirt with each other. That's why we have fog, obviously, in some, like we did here a week ago. The same thing happens in your vehicle where if the temperature and the dew point all are kind of in that same area, you might get a little fog on the glass. That should clear out within just a moment or two. If this is something that you're battling, there's something more going on there.
All right. Nick, we're going to make way for Ted Farrell's Wine Chat coming along. He's going to be calling in from Europe, France, I believe, and that'll be in moments here. But for those folks that may need tires, they may need batteries, they may just have some help from Lloyd's Automotive, how do we find you?
Yes, sir. If you have questions, don't hesitate to call 651-228-1316. We're at 982 Grand. Stop and say hi. And then finally, do check out our website, lloydsautomotive.net.
We'll do that very thing. Let's join forces next week, Nick.
Sounds like a plan.
Very good. Nick Stoffel from Lloyd's Automotive in St. Paul.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.